In late November, prison tensions had been steadily rising because of the poor quality of food, the cold weather, and the lack of cold weather clothing, and actually not being allowed to smoke. The prisoners had been marching and demonstrating for several nights in a row with banners and homemade signs, chanting Islamic slogans. In the afternoon of the 24th, one of these demonstrations became very unruly. The prisoners picked up stones and pieces of wood on the prison floor and started throwing at the guards. The guards first fired non-lethal rounds. They ran out. They hit one of the guards in the face with a stone and bloodied his nose, getting kind of an ugly cut on the face. In response, the military asked for permission to use lethal force, and they got it. They opened fire on the prisoners. They shot 12 of them. They killed 3 immediately, and 1 died later of his wounds. And I remember because one of the sergeants in my unit did the shooting, and I talked to him afterwards. He was showing me these grisly photographs of the people he killed, saying, "Oh, I shot this one in the head, or I shot this one in the groin." I kind of got upset. He was my sergeant, so I couldn't say much to him. I said, "Are you really proud of this? You shot unarmed men behind barbed wire for throwing stones." He didn't get angry at all. He just said, "Look, I saw them bloody my soldier's face, so I knelt down, said a prayer, loaded my weapon, stood up, and I shot them down." This was not a monster. This was not an inhuman guy. This was the nicest guy you'd ever want to meet. He was polite, courteous, he was a family man, a devout Christian, the nicest guy you'd ever want to meet. But something happened to him that made him behave very differently than he would have at home. It's truly said that war makes beasts of men. So our unit was tasked with transporting the bodies of the prisoners they had killed in the November 24th riot. They were to be taken to the Army Mortuary Affairs to be cleaned up and returned to their families. But before doing that, the people on the detail felt it was necessary to further pose with them and mutilate the bodies further. So these next couple photos aren't mine. I wasn't there. They come from a buddy of mine who was on that detail. I always like to think that if I'd been there, I would have said something, I would have tried to stop it or not participated. But you never really know what you're going to do in those situations. It's easy to stand in judgment of people when you're not in war. But something we're all susceptible to. It's not a monster that does this. One of the people shot dead at Abu Ghraib prison were throwing stones in protest of his living conditions. This is what it looks like when you take 3 223 bullets to the face for throwing stones in protest of your living conditions. And he is really dead and he is not coming back. And he had extended family that will be against the coalition for the rest of their lives. Because one of their loved ones walked into Abu Ghraib, in all probability having committed no serious offense, and never walked out again. And if they inquire on the coalition why he was killed, they'll have to say he was killed because he demonstrated against his living conditions. This is a member of my unit, posing with a plastic MRE spoon, kneeling down to scoop out the brains of the previous detainee, while 4 other soldiers look on and 2 take photographs. This is really ugly to me. This is not something I would like to report. We don't want to think of our guys doing this. But I've talked to veterans from every war going back. This is a part of war. It's never changed. And this war is no different. And I guess what I'm trying to refute is the idea that what happened at Abu Ghraib that we all saw on TV was a few bad apples, just an isolated incident. I saw violence in the South. I saw violence in other units at Abu Ghraib. I saw a culture of anti-Arab sentiment, anti-Muslim sentiment. And so I find it very difficult to believe that it was just a few bad apples because it was happening so prolifically elsewhere among other units. And in conclusion, I'd just like to say that a lot of the stuff that I saw in Iraq and I saw at Abu Ghraib will be with me for the rest of my life. And it'll be with all the guys in my unit for the rest of their lives. And I can tell you that as much as we may be disappointed in the people who behaved wrongly, the people who were the worst and the most brutal in Iraq suffered the worst when they came home. They had a hard time readjusting to life. Almost all the guys in my unit have a terrible time readjusting. And I'm not a strategist, I'm not a general. I'm not trying to make a political point. I'm just trying to say that war is by its very nature very ugly and very immoral. And we don't see a balanced picture of it in the media. We get a great idea of all the good things we're doing in Iraq, schools open, hospitals. But somehow there's this deafening silence about all the negative things we're doing in Iraq that for me are as part and parcel of the occupation. They're absolutely inseparable. And I want people to have a balanced view of what we're doing. That alongside what good comes out of this war, There's an enormous amount of brutality, of ugliness, immorality that can't be supported by people of good conscience. And I guess I just want to bring home a little bit of that reality. One of my Buddhist teachers once said to me, without inner peace in the minds of living beings, outer or world peace will never be possible. And what that means for me in this context is that it begins with our own attitude. The ugliness we see in Iraq is a reflection of our own ugliness, of the anti-Arab sentiment that arose in America after September 11th, of this warmongering, of this pitting religion against religion, East against West, and all the ugliness that we don't want to look at in Iraq is our own ugly face staring back at us. And if we don't correct that ugliness in ourselves and begin by being the change you want to see in the world, outer world peace will never be possible.